7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm glad that there are people out there like you who are interested in what's going on in the world. Today, another great day. Please let love, light, and laughter be forthcoming, be part of your day as it is here. We have lots of love. We have lots of laughter. We have a lot of light shining on some things that are not always pleasant. So you can't laugh and fun all the time. One of the things I say often to people, if I could get away with screwing off all the time, I would. But I can't, and neither can you. So this is sort of a reflection of the real world. By the way, Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, has some important deals for veterans today. And that leads me around. I don't think we need to. We have been talking a good deal about what's happening at Penn State. And I kind of want to leave that for a while because there's something else that's bothering me.
Yeah, and here we
maybe
go.
Maybe it's, why do you do that?
Put your seatbelts on, everybody. Because I know that you will get animated over this one.
Well, it's something that I've been noticing. I'm sort of digging around in this for the last just 4 or 5 days, maybe a week. As this is Veterans Week, tomorrow's Veterans Day. We have talked, Richie, yesterday, we earlier talking about the staff meeting we had yesterday, and Rich is right, sometimes I do get off on things that I become very passionate about, and I go on, and maybe I go on a little bit too long.
We call
with
them toots.
Yeah, I'm on a toot, and I am on a toot about this, because you see the flare-up again of the incompetence of government, and the reason that it's so incompetent is because it's so big. The latest example that has me over the top is what's happening to the remains of the soldiers when they come back to this country. And some of you may know the story, some of you may not. Dover, Delaware is the place where all the bodies that now are coming from Afghanistan, when a man or a woman is killed in service to our country in the theater of war, during, I think, the Bush administration, Dover, Delaware became the place where they could bring the bodies in and they could control access. The press didn't have access, and they tried to keep quiet all the people that were being killed. They couldn't do it successfully because of what we were talking about earlier, the 24-hour news cycle. But as this outrage is being uncovered, there is just such troubling happenstance here. What's going on, if you haven't heard? There are two things about this that bug the you-know-what out of me. One of them, maybe there's three. One of them is that one of the few good things I can say about Obama is that he sort of opened up access to the information about who's coming back and having families be able to come to Dover, Delaware, and, if you will, welcome back the remains of the people and their family who have paid the ultimate price. So we have these bodies and or body parts. And this is a little grotesque. It's a little gruesome, but it's real. We have body parts that are gathered up, if you will, by the soldiers in the field. When someone is killed, they are extraordinarily, as you would expect, they are extraordinarily careful about protecting the remains of their fallen comrades. So they collect them up. This is one of those things under the shovel. Do you really want to know what goes on? I think we ought to know what's going on because of the what's being perpetrated, this fraud on the families of the loved ones. I mean, you could say, oh, well, what difference does it make if they're dead? You just throw a few body parts into a coffin and you send it back. Well, the latest episode happened, I guess, last week. Some mother went to pick up the remains of her son, and she wanted to see her son. And the people at Dover said, no, you don't want to see your son because he's a mess. She said, no, I want to see my son. She knew every tattoo, every bit of his body, opened up the casket. She says, this isn't my son. And they say, oh, yes, it's her. Look at all the paperwork. She looks at the guy and says, this is not my son. So what do they do? When I first saw this, my first suspicion is that some of these yahoos are sawing up the body parts and selling them off. That was my first inclination. I'm not sure that isn't the case, and I'm not sure it is
the case. Hit me with that again.
Selling the, like donating the body
taking
parts?
Taking someone between when the soldiers gather up the body and they present it to, there are people in the service who are they're mortuists or whatever. They're people that specialize in handling. They're what?
Embalmers.
No, well, I don't know if that may be, but they no, they do more than embalming. They put the pieces of the bodies. I mean, when you're in a theater of war, bodies are blown up, and there are parts here and there are parts there. Go look at that Black Hawk Down movie if you don't know what I'm talking about. So there's parts everywhere. So I'm not saying that there's malfeasance at the beginning, but there sure as hell is malfeasance as you go down the trail. And when these parts show up from Afghanistan, they go to Rhein-Main in Germany, and then they come here. So at some point along the way, the body parts are being manipulated, let's put it that way. And so what comes back isn't necessarily what's yours. And so then to add insult to injury when it comes to this, the next page of this outrage, the folks at the mortuary in Dover Air Force Base are, is learned, disposing of portions of troops' remains by cremating them and dumping them into a landfill. Now, I don't know about you, but when I went, if it were me in that circumstance, you man, you'd have to protect whoever the guy was that was at the other end of that trick. They have now abandon that in favor of burial at sea, supposedly. Well, why do you have, if the troops are bringing back a good portion of the body, as much as they can find, and then the in the two or three or four steps to getting the bodies back home, there is either somebody's getting at the parts and selling them, or they just, they don't care. Either of those two things are unacceptable, and I guess other parts of this are unacceptable, to me anyway. So here we are once again blowing the horn of all those people who volunteer, who go serve our country, and if they pay the ultimate price, the families aren't even sure they're going to get back who they sent or what they sent in terms of the body. And am I the only one who's upset about this? Is this not so they're dead, who cares? Or is there a principle here?
See, I think it's the principle of we need to take care of our soldiers.
I mean,
no matter how
we don't take care of them alive, we don't take care of them dead.
I know.
I'm confused because I know. Well, I know that when the original incident happens, that their buddies are going to take the utmost care of them.
Absolutely, they are.
And I know that anybody over there in the theater does 100. So where is the breakdown? When does it get to the point where they're like,
that's a good question that everybody's asking and nobody's got an answer for it. But it is absolutely a proven fact, Richie, that the remains of many people who are described as war dead are lost someplace between the field of battle and the morgue. Someplace. And don't we owe these people at least a guarantee that their remains are not going to be mishandled by some moron in a military mortuary? That's a pretty good alliteration, huh?
Not to distract, but yeah.
You know what I do? Richie's right. I get off on my toots.
But you're also right in that it's too big.
It is just
we've become too big.
It's just so impersonal. My God, this is a human being.
You're destined to make mistakes whenever something outgrows your ability to manage it.
Yeah. Apparently the Air Force is the worst at this. By the way, I don't know why it would be different with the Army, the Air Force, but the Navy, they dump them in the sea, unless they're requested by the family. And there aren't that many people in the Navy that are losing their life anyway. More likely to be somebody flying a plane or who's on the ground with a gun. All right, take a deep breath. I'm looking
at it. It's sad. I mean, it's just sad. So
here's a woman who's back in 2007 looking at her husband's autopsy report when he came back from Iraq. They put some of his remains in the casket. But she apparently knew some of the guys that were in the unit, and she'd been corresponding with them, and they said that all of his remains were pretty much intact. So when he gets back, she expects to see him in the casket. Open up the casket. There's an arm, a leg, part of his torso. No head. No, the rest of it. But that's not what happened to him when he was over there. So what happened to him between the time the guys put him in the hands of the mortuists and when they get the body back to America? If the guy was intact, even though dead, when they send him away from the field of war, I mean, he's shot up for sure, and then there's not half his body's missing when he gets back here. Duh. Somebody's messing around with those body parts.
Yeah. Well,
too many people along the trail and not enough supervision.
Having to take inventory and then, oops.
Yeah. Oops. Well, of course, they're very apologetic if somebody catches them at it. All right, so Jennifer, let's get some posted comments on Facebook about that.
Okay.
Okay, if you would, please, see if people think that I'm nuts or this is something that really, I mean, you lose your
well,
nobody has peace of mind if that's the case.
I to think. Make it even more.
No, it's missing.
Yeah, right.
Appropriate for today. Today is the Marines' birthday. It's the birthday of the Marines.
Birthday of the Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number is, but everybody on Facebook is talking about happy birthday.
Right, here's the Air Force acknowledging the mortuary has lost a soldier's ankle.
Yeah, I don't think it's like big parts. I think it's like, and that's the crazy thing. It's like
if his ankle was on his body when he's dead, and they put him in a coffin or whatever, they put him in body bags. Where the hell does the ankle go between the time?
Maybe it wasn't.
Wasn't what?
Attached.
Well, the soldiers back over there said it was.
Oh.
That he was whole.
Even if it's not, I mean, aren't they in body bags? Like when they, I mean, this is an awful conversation, but everything would be contained, right?
I think that's what you'd expect. Anyway, 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Night's X Factor on Fox. Stacey Francis, one of the competitors, singing Whitney Houston's Queen of the Night. Who watched this last night?
This
Roberta,
is the lady
Rogers?
That looks like Diana Ross.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. You watched this, Richie?
I didn't.
By accident?
I actually logged time in the Country Music Awards last night.
Really? All right. Jennifer will have that report for us in a few minutes after Roberta does her Queen of Cheap act. This is.
I like it.
Is she doing a good job, do you think?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Apparently, Simon was not a fan of the fashion choice. That has nothing to do with the performance. Or are they judged on that? Aren't they just judged on how they sing, or are they judged on how they look as well?
They're judged on how they sing, but it's kind of a package. You know, they're looking at the package.
All right, let's check out the next performer, Marcus Candy, a Mary J. Blige song called I'm Going Down. It's a big production stuff, though.
I'm on my knees.
Don't like it already.
Since you've been away,
Is it the song, or I don't know the song. Jennifer, how does this compare to the original?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know the song.
I feel ashamed that I don't know what it really sounds like, but
that's
I don't.
Okay.
Against my window pane.
I love it.
Okay. You like it?
Yeah.
Why?
It's raw.
Right.
It's just the guy laying it out there.
Okay. Next up for the competitors in the X Factor is Drew Wynowitz, who sings a song from Coldplay called Fix You. I'm a fan of Coldplay, so let's see.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Get who you are,
not what you need. What do we know about her?
When you feel so tired.
Did she have a Coldplay song last night?
Yeah.
Shut up, kids. That's enough.
Boring.
Yes, pretty much. Okay, next up, Leroy Bell with a U2 song called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. It's a great song. Let's see what he does with it.
I have climbed high mountains.
Yeah, it's okay so far.
I have run through.
Richie's not going to like it, but I like this guy.
You've
got to be smart about what you choose for yourself, I think. Let's crank it up. Come on, Leroy. He's connected with the audience. You can tell that by listening to it. Special. This is good. How many people agree with me? This guy sounds A-okay.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jury's still out. I'll hear what he sounds like when he gets in.
All right. So go ahead. Let's go. Speed it up, Richard.
But I still haven't
strong voice.
Snoozefest.
You what?
This is Snoozefest.
You don't like this?
No.
Lakota Rain with a Keith Urban song for you, Jennifer. Some love somebody like you. I don't know the song.
Ooh, it's a good song.
It is.
There's a new world
that I've never known. Oh, yeah, I know this one. Yeah.
Breathing deeper than I've ever done.
Sure. She's connecting, Richie.
I like her.
It's a finger snapping good song.
Yeah. One of the Paula mentor personalities. She's mentoring this girl.
Where'd the cruise ship come from?
Karaoke time. Have a good day. All right, coming up, the Queen of Cheap. Today, special info for those of you who are veterans, how to save money on Veterans Day. That's up next here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, guys. Macy's Veterans Day Sale is the way to build your wardrobe. With 50% savings on the season's best outerwear, sweaters, woven tops, and more. 50% off designers like Tommy Hilfiger, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and Calvin Klein. And it gets even better with an extra 15 or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or savings pass. It's the way to save right now in the men's store at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. Alright then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree away, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
See, Jennifer has the details from last night's CMA Awards in a few minutes, and you can get a story behind the story, or two or three or four, by checking out the info at DougStephan.com, where we have the Queen of Cheap Deals for veterans today. Get to those in just a second. Our poll today at DougStephan.com focuses on something that so many of you are talking about. Should Penn State have fired Joe Paterno? A, absolutely. He belongs in jail. B, probably, since he really didn't do anything to stop the horrible crimes that were being committed. C, I don't think so, since he did report to his supervisor what he knew. Let's see here. E is, or D is, no, this is an outrageous witch hunt. And let's see. E is, who's Joe Paterno? Man, I can't imagine there'll be too many people who don't know who he is. Yesterday's poll, how often do you get some kind of virus on your computer? Let's see here. 32%. Of you said every once in a while. 47% said hardly ever. I've noticed a lot more. 14% said I've never gotten a computer virus. That used to be the case if you owned Apples or Macs, an Apple product. But there are viruses on those now, too, right? Are people more...
There's still viruses, aren't there?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
I've never gotten one. Between work and home, 10. Max.
I'm an Apple snob.
Yeah, and I
have 10 computers.
Between 10 Macs, between work and the office.
Macs, but you have 10, PCs, or not. You have laptops.
I have one laptop at home and one iMac at home, and then I have about another 7 iMacs here at the office.
Wow. It is a snob. You're right, Jennifer.
We use them for work. We use them for video. I've never had a virus on any of them.
How many people know Family Circus, the comic strip?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I saw this.
Teen.
Yeah.
Who is the fellow who was, this has been around for 50 or a year, maybe 60
Weren't
years.
Were they on some kind of chip bag or something like that?
A chip bag?
Family
Circus?
I mean, it was in 1,500 newspapers.
You're thinking.
I know that.
You're thinking about there, wasn't there, I think I know what you mean. There's a box of things that's sort of like Cracker Jacks. They were they graham crackers or something? I remember that.
I always thought they were like cheese puffs or something. Am I just totally out of my mind? I'm going to have to do some Googling.
Bill Keane, anyway, who was the creator of Family Circus, has passed away at the age of 89. All right, so that's it. So today is one of those days.
A lot of people have passed away, more than the normal three. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, well, that happens. You know what? Speaking of something dying, yesterday... Yeah, this is another one of those.
What did you kill?
Government malfeasance. I didn't kill anything. But the Federal Communication Commission announced over a year ago it was going to require all radio and television stations licensed by the Federal Communication Commission to do a test of the emergency alert system. Now, again, it was scheduled for 2 o'clock Eastern Time yesterday. and every station was supposed to do it. We're on a network. We don't. I have a couple of stations that I own, but I'm actually down to one. But
we're not FCC licensed. The stations that
we don't have to be licensed, so it isn't us. It's the stations that did it. It's supposed to do it at 2 o'clock, and apparently there were numerous places where the station didn't get the test. It wasn't done either correctly. There were whole eight
I haven't
regions.
Heard of anywhere where it went off without a hitch.
No, it was a complete screw-up.
We had three TV channels. I mean, because we have TVs on all around here. We had three TV stations on. None of them went off properly.
Right.
And then a bunch of the radio stations around here in D.C., and then from what I've read in the radio trades, it either just didn't happen or it didn't happen properly.
Can you... get it right. What's so hard about doing your job? And by the way, the thing that really set me off was that they were going to have Obama be the spokesman. This is your president speaking, which would have been really bad.
Creepy.
Yeah, creepy. Okay, so there's one other thing here. May I, Roberta, just because I know you would like to get this done and take care of your voice, and I'm not, you notice I'm not calling on you. Teacher, teacher, can I have my...
Thank you, Mr. Doug.
Yes. So, the TSA announced yesterday that they are trying to quicken the process of your passage through the rings of fire at the, you know, their normal, the foolishness that goes on with all of this stuff. They have newly implemented security efforts to secure transportation and travel in our country. We continue to evolve our security approach by examining the procedures and technologies we use. Have you noticed? This is the key, because somebody like me that flies all the time, I watch these things. Those million-dollar scanners, have you noticed that they're using them less and less and less?
Yeah, because they take too long.
Way too long.
Yep.
And so many people, what's slowing it down is not the fact that the screening takes as long as it does, but people are objecting, like me, and then you have to stand aside, and then they have to take a couple of minutes and pat you down, and yada, yada, yada. This is really getting people annoyed. So the TSA says, we're going to fix that. Now, we'll hold our breath and wait and see how they're going to fix it. The other thing that is paramount at this time of year, from now until the end of the year, every plane you get on is going to be full. If you have planned to go someplace, you got a seat, good. You will not find a seat, an empty seat, in any plane going anywhere, because that's just what happens at this time of year. So what Bill Clinton did this quietly. This is one of those things that people forget. I think it was 1997, I believe. There are two air traffic control systems in our country. Did you know that? One for commercial and one for the military.
Right.
The military routes are much more direct than are the commercial routes. The commercial routes, if you've never noticed this, pay attention. When the pilot tells you you're flying from Los Angeles to Boston, and instead of going directly from Los Angeles to Boston, you fly over Denver, you fly over Des Moines, you fly over Chicago and Cleveland and Albany, when in fact, if you went on a straight line like the military does, it would save you 40 minutes on that flight and probably 700 gallons of fuel.
Right.
Because these things burn 6 gallons a minute. So, if in fact, and Clinton tried it on the East Coast, and it worked marvelously well at Thanksgiving in 1997. They changed the route. For example, a plane going from Miami to New York, whoosh, took 25 minutes off of the flight just by going right up the coast, right on the military. They used the military air traffic control system, and zingo. Now, why is that not something that can be done every day? Anybody want to know the answer to that question? I sure as heck would like to know the answer to that question.
Me too, especially those long trips.
Yeah.
Save some time on it.
Save some time and save energy. Plus the fact, all those of you who are big into the environment, hello, this is supposed to be a big environmental administration, do you know that the impact of the exhaust that comes out of a jet engine at 38,000 feet is 10 times what the equivalent amount of fuel burned on the ground is to the atmosphere, because you're spewing it right into the level of the atmosphere where the weather is made. So all of that jet coming out of the engines is directly affecting the climate. And I don't know why anybody doesn't nail these guys on that, especially because they're such big environmentalists. Right? Am I making a lot? I'm making a lot of sense today, aren't I? I feel like I'm really, my brain is really working well today. All right, let's get Roberta to make some sense, because it's time for the Queen of Cheap. And big deals
She's
today for you veterans.
The diva of dumpster diving.
Oh.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, as you know, tomorrow is Veterans Day, so there is just a bucket load of free things for veterans to do, mostly free food. Let's start with the Olive Garden, free entree for veterans in active duty tomorrow.
You got to wear your uniform?
Or just have an ID? So. I think you just have to have a military ID because it's also veterans, so they wouldn't really have a uniform,
right?
That's
true. Right.
Right. Golden Corral getting into the deal, too, but they're doing it on the 14th, which I believe is Monday. So I guess that means you can, you know, get all your other free food today and then go to Golden Corral.
Corral, isn't that where they have a, isn't that the buffet place? Golden Corral?
I don't know. I've never been to one.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Texas Roadhouse.
You're
is
a snob, Roberta. You know that? You are an absolute snob.
Just,
yes, you are.
There's not
You've
one
never
there.
Been
I
to a Golden Corral.
No. Yes, no, sure. There's no Golden Corrals in New York City.
Yeah, probably are. All right, go ahead.
Texas Roadhouse giving a free lunch on Veterans Day, so you could actually do lunch and dinner. TGI Fridays, buy one meal, get one free. Also, don't forget that this weekend, Friday through Sunday, is the free entrance to over 100 national parks across the country.
Cool.
We have the information for you on DougStephan.com. Some of these national parks are just little places, too, so, you know, that'll be right near you, you know, not just like the Grand Canyon and Yosemite and the real big guys. McCormick and Schmitz is giving a free Veterans Day meal, and that's on the 13th on Sunday, so you can eat free Friday, Sunday, and Monday. Also, Knott's Berry Farm is giving free admission for veterans or active duty military plus one guest. That goes all through the month of November through the 24th. Outback Steakhouse giving you a free Bloomin' Onion and Coke for veterans, and that's from the 7th through the 11th, so you could even do that today if you wanted. Applebee's, free meal for veterans and active duty military on November 11th as well, and all of these are listed on DougStephan.com, so it's a great weekend to be in the military. You get free admission to parks and Knott's Berry Farm and lots of free lunches and dinners, so check it all out.
Senator Casey, thank you, Roberta. Now you can go back to gargling with razor blades or whatever
water,
it is that you do.
Yeah,
right. So Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania has introduced a bill called the Vow to Hire Heroes Act. Have you heard about this? The Vow to Hire Heroes Act had a press conference yesterday, and basically the aim here is to help put veterans back, veterans. Jennifer called to my attention the fact that I wasn't saying it right. Put veterans back to work. And so this is a, I'm not going to be critical of it because I don't know that much about it. The idea of it on the surface seems cool. But whether there's any teeth to it or it's just window dressing for Veterans Day, I know that no politician would be capable of that. But just in case, just in the off chance that this is something. Is Casey running for re-election this year?
I don't know. In
2012? My bet is that he is. Anyway,
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, but the idea on the surface, it's good. It's good. As I think that veterans ought to get preference in job hiring, frankly. All things being equal, you got all the rest of the skills and you're a veteran, hire you. That's what I would, that would be my preference if I were doing it that way. 15 before the hour, Jennifer and the Country Music Awards around the corner here on Good Day.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. Ohio voters have delivered a decisive blow to Ohio taxpayers in a hotly debated contest. Ohio voters voted to repeal a controversial law limiting the collective bargaining rights of public employees. Now, even Franklin Roosevelt believed that there should be no public sector unions because the problem is they're not negotiating with the people who are actually paying them. The taxpayers aren't involved. The unions are negotiating with the politicians that they help elect. And the problem is, as the public sector employees continue to get pay increases, that comes at the expense of the pay cuts of all the taxpayers who are footing the bill. And now that the public employees have won this victory, the best advice I can give for the private sector workers in Ohio is move. Get out of Dodge, especially businessmen. If you've got a business in Ohio, get out. Get more on shipradio.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hey, is there a sale at Macy's?
I think so. I love Macy's.
I know you do. All right, let's see what else you have to love. All the details from the CMA Award broadcast last night. Taylor Swift was the big winner, it would appear. As I look down some of the entertainment news, I'm seeing that she won Entertainer of the Year. Here
yeah,
she is.
That's a big prize.
I'm so happy right now. This is thanks to all the fans who filled up those stadiums and arenas all over the world this year. Thank you so much. This is amazing. Oh, my gosh. And one of my favorite things about this year is the camaraderie between all these artists that I just make a phone call and I say, like, hey, do you want to come sing with me? And there were a lot of artists who showed up and just out of the goodness of their heart came out and performed for the fans at my shows. And I'd like to thank those artists. And I need to remember all of them. Tim McGraw. Justin Bieber, Hot Shell Ray, Nicki Minaj, Ronnie Dunn, Haley Williams, T.I., Sean Colvin, Switchfoot, B.O.B., Tal Bachman, Kenny Chesney, Nelly, Jason Mraz, Ellen DeGeneres, Andy Grammer, Jimmy Eat World, and Usher. Thank you for coming out and playing for my fans, and I'm so happy we had so many to play for this year. You have made my year. Thank you so much.
Wow.
She always sounds so humble and just excited.
Can't
truly
be any
to be
more
where
genuine
she is.
Than that, can
so
you?
So Faith no. Hill was back. Did you watch this, Jennifer?
I didn't, no. I thought
Faith Hill looked way too made up.
She is looking kind of thin and made up, but the band Perry was the new artist of the year. Jason Aldean had the album of the year. And then our cute little married couple, Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert, were male and female vocalist of the year, if you missed it. See, okay. I caught you up. Good. Now, there's some big drama going on in Hollywood over the last couple of days. Brett Ratner, who has Tower Heist out in theaters right now, had signed on to be the producer of the Academy Awards this year. That's why Eddie Murphy agreed to host the show. Well, Brett Ratner over the weekend was on a panel and accidentally said the F word in reference to people's sexual preferences. And so he had to relieve himself of the duties.
Gay slur, supposedly.
Exactly.
Right.
He had to relieve himself of the duties for that show. So now Eddie Murphy has backed out of the Academy Awards. So no host so far.
Because
I know.
He wanted to work with Ratner.
Exactly. Brian Grazer signed on to produce the Oscars, and he's going to try to get him back. But good luck.
All right. See Eddie Murphy.
That's it. We'll go to see the movie Tower Heist, Richie. You want to see Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I will.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
So Tom Kreidler is here. He's standing by.
Standing by.
I'm figuring you're not standing by. I'm figuring you're sitting down.
True.
And that little cubby hole in your office, in there, right? Isn't that a little? It's like a little. I remember visualizing.
Right.
Every time I talk to you, I visualize. It's like people who. We like to show pictures or video or something of the studio because people like to visualize.
Right.
What is actually going on? And so when I think about you and your little cubby hole there, it's all you need, folks. A microphone. A headset, access to the world, and here he is. With access to the world and then some, Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Radio program that helps people like you fix your house, work on your house, do intelligent things around your house. And as a result of that focus, there are, I'll bet, on many people, mayby your house has these little teensy-weensy black spots on the siding, and you wonder what to do. Tom will tell you what to do and where to go right after this on Good Day.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Neiswander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Okay, it's 55 after the hour. Tom Kreidler here from the Money Pit Radio program about your home. So here's this lady named Maya who's written to you, Tom.
Yes.
Has some black spots on her siding and doesn't seem to know what to do with them because she power washed the house and they didn't go away. And so I guess what causes them is number one, and how to get rid of them is number two.
Well, little tiny black spots on your siding, that is called artillery fungus because it looks like tiny bullet holes.
Mm-hmm.
And what causes it is interesting. It's actually caused by fungus that typically resides in the mulch around your house. Mm. If you purchase shredded mulch, this fungus will grow into the mulch and it gets released to the air and it sticks to the siding. And the problem is it really sticks. I mean, it's very, very
difficult. How does it get into the mulch?
It's sort of a natural part of the organic decay of the mulch.
Uh-huh.
The solution is to not use mulch. It's to use wood chips because it doesn't happen with the chips. It only happens with that shredded.
The chips are much heavier, bigger.
Yeah, they drain better.
Yeah.
And they drain better. So the solution is to stop using that. But to get it off, what you're going to have to use is a really good quality house wash. And the trick is to actually apply it and let it sit for a while. And I would
spray it on with a power washer.
Spray it
meter.
On.
Is that what
no,
you're saying?
Well, I don't even like power washers for spraying it on because it's too diluted, Doug.
Well, I'm plus it'd be to too much. It would hit it too hard. You won't stick. It'll wash it off. Something.
Well, that's true.
Can you hand do it,
yeah,
or can, is there an application with a regular garden hose? Maybe
like
in those sprayer.
Well,
things?
You know the pump up sprayers that you carry around when you're doing your
right.
garden.
Right. We use those around
right?
the farm. Yeah,
that kind of thing. I like those because it puts it on in the right concentration. You let it sit, and then you can rinse it off, and then get rid of that mulch and replace it with the wood chips, and that should control the problem. This stuff can actually even stick to cars. I've heard it's hard to get off car,
really?
Car service.
Right, so here's one more thing. I off and on use mulch. The tree guys bring their chips to the farm all the time. We have piles of them all over the place. And I'm giving consideration to what you said, not because I was thinking about it, but that was instructive when you talked about how the water sort of it flows through and will not
chips.
Stick around. It sort of leaches through the chips. So here's this problem that's developed in New England, most notably Worcester County, Massachusetts, had a shipment. There is there's a company there called Norton Manufacturing, which does guns, gun parts, that kind of stuff, and they do other things. And they buy a lot of the things from China that they use, components, if you will. They ship them over in these wooden crates.
Okay.
Come to find out, the wooden crates were made out of wood that had a special beetle in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
And now these crates got over here, they open them up, and this beetle has gotten into the trees, the size of a pencil, so they're cutting the trees down when they find it, they're grinding them up, and they're burning them as wood ash in New Hampshire at a fuel plant. But this stuff is spreading around. Once again, thanks to our friends in China for helping us out there.
Exactly.
All right, so there it is, a word to the wise about how to improve your home. That was a very helpful tip. Thank you, Tom Kreidler, from the Money Pit Radio.